وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We're looking at mankind, human beings, males and females, and we're looking at the honor and glory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them, the magnificence of the creation of a human being itself. Unless we understand who we are, we won't be able to value the rights of one another. So we started this topic in the previous episode, and inshallah, we would like to look at mankind in the Quran, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at me and you, so we can understand who we are. One of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does in the Quran, He compares human beings to other life forms. So man can be compared to the following creatures, right? We can be compared to jinn, we can be compared to angels, we can be compared to animals, plants, and inanimate objects. However, man is superior to these categories. We are superior to all of these creations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in our disposal, especially the last three, animals, plants, and inanimate objects. Allah says in the Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. He said, it is He who disposed the sea, obviously for your benefit, that you may eat from it fresh meat and obtain from it ornaments which you wear, and you see the ships blowing through it, that you may seek His bounty and that you may give thanks. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sea and earth, and He created the animals, and He created the inanimate objects like jewels and diamonds and pearls and what have you, and they are all under my and your disposal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this realm, in this aspect, He gave us superiority over animals, over inanimate objects, and over plants. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, He says in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ. Do you not see that Allah has disposed for you whatever there is in the heavens and whatever there is in the earth, and He has showered upon you His blessings? Obviously, I mean, I can't say much to that, can you? What other great honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and given you in this regard. So Allah in this verse says that whatever that is in the heavens and earth has been put at the disposal of human beings. Therefore, everything is created for the human beings. Whatever you see on earth is created for us, including plants and animals. However, this does not mean that we are allowed to abuse them, but rather we must make correct and right use of them. For example, we use the milk, meat, wool, skin of cattle, but we are not allowed to hand down other animals in nature that are going to extinct, to be extinct for fun, for example. Just to hunt for fun, we're not allowed to do that. You can't just go killing animals for the sake of your fun and entertainment. That would be an act of oppression. So Allah says, everything is under your disposal. Plants and seas and the land and the mountains and the valleys and whatever is in between is under your command, you have superiority over it. However, you need to make sure that you do not abuse it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much that we can't even begin to count. We can't even begin to thank Him for. And what else can man ask for? Now, keeping that in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man this ability, let us take a short break and then we'll look at how Allah favored man over angels and jinn.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Just before the break, we were saying that Allah has bestowed His bounty and blessings upon man, that He made him in charge of earth, the land, the sea, animals, and plants. When it comes to angels, are we superior to angels or inferior to angels? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He wants to place a khalifa, a leader, a successor on earth for human beings, at least from the human beings themselves, the angel protested that this person will shed blood and cause corruption in the land, and they are the one who's more fit to take this notion of khilafah, of leadership. However, they were unaware of one of the hidden potential of man, and that is his knowledge over the names which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught Adam. So human beings have the capacity to learn and have that free will to continue this learning and put it into use. When Adam learned the names and of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angel to do the same if they were truthful. But they were unable to understand so many things that Adam understood. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them. That's why the first human being deserves to be his leaders and his successors on earth, because of their capacity to learn and understand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created, we have a hadith that said that the first thing He created in terms of the human beings was His intellect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to that intellect and says, come, and it came, says, go, and it went. And Allah says, by you I should punish, and by you I should reward. So we have been given the greatest gift of creation, and that is intellect and logic. With our intellect and logic, if we use it correctly, we will rise above the angels. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in a hadith, that if you use your logic and rationality correctly, and you become pious and God-fearing person and do what Allah wants you to do, then surely you will rise above the angels. Why? Because angels do not have desires nor pleasures. We do. We have a complete free will over our bodies. We can do whatever we want. Yet we decide to overcome our passions and desires and elevate ourselves in terms of logic and spirituality. Thus, we will elevate ourselves beyond them. Lack of not using such gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person decides not to use his logic and reasoning, he will fall below the animals, because obviously animals do not have intellect. They have only passion, lust, and desire. If we do not use that intellect that Allah gave us, then we go and we sink way below them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored me and you, and that's something that we should always keep in mind. Inshallah, we will continue this topic in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله
اللهم صل على محمد وآله.